instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. Police say new surveillance video released Friday could be crucial in the search for 3-year-old Camille McKinney. It's been over a week since she was snatched from a birthday party in Birmingham. Police are now looking for a man that walks with a distinctive limp. They believe he was a witness. Reward money for credible information now up to $25,000. Well, after a close runoff election and now a recount, Tracy Larkin has been declared the official winner of Montgomery's District 3 City Council race. At the end of election night, only 8 votes separated incumbent Tracy Larkin from challenger Marsha Johnson. The chairman of the Democratic National Committee says Alabama's Democrats should follow bylaws adopted earlier this month and is now urging the state party chair, Nancy Worley, to get on board. Both national and state party officials disagree on which set of bylaws are legitimate after 2 different meetings. The dispute will likely end up in court. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Julia Brooks.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by 2 veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
President Trump slamming Republicans, saying Democrats are more loyal to each other, accusing his party of not being tough and not standing by him.
They stick together. You never see them break off.
Los Angeles, where firefighters and residents are on high alert and where we witnessed a dramatic fight to save homes imperiled by a fast-moving wildfire.
A town nightclub server who alleges that Cuba Gooding Jr. pinched her rear end last year has now sued Cuba Gooding for sexual battery.
Kurdish civilians, until now close U.S. allies, throwing potatoes and yelling insults at American troops ordered out of Syria.
Urgent threat along the Gulf Coast after a powerful EF3 tornado tore through the Dallas area.
The World Series begins tonight in Houston. The Astros look for their second title in 3 years, while the Washington Nationals are in their first ever series.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. Let's do name game before we get back into the fun stuff of the show.
Let's. The name for this hour of the name game, Mark Dutton. Mark Dutton.
Dutton?
Dutton.
Dutton.
D-U-T-T-O-N.
Oh, wow. Another interesting name here on the Damar Show.
Yes.
On Blue Water, News Out 93.1.
Mark Dutton, you're the latest name in the name game. Call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to qualify to win a Crimson Tide cruise from February the 10th to the 15th of next year out of New Orleans on the Carnival Valor with UA athletes and other well-known favorites, the Alabama Nation. Give us a call, Mark, 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to win this amazing prize.
Congratulations for being in the finalists for that. It's going to be a great gift to have, and if you're an Auburn fan, you can give it to me. let's look at the clips here. I think we're going to move over to a guy who's been... Well, no, let's do Molly Hemingway on Ukraine, since we're kind of in Ukraine. No, 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 you're right. We've got one more, don't we? This is Trump on doubling double standards of media, and then he kind of takes a little pop at Hunter Biden.
But I want to go to the double standard again. Whether it's the dossier, whether it's Ukraine helping and interfering on our elections, whether there is no quid pro quo, then you can add Hunter Biden and Joe Biden on tape bragging about using taxpayer dollars to demand the firing of a Ukrainian prosecutor. Hunter Biden admits no experience Ukraine, China, no experience in oil, gas, energy, or private equity.
Thrown out
millions
of
dollars.
Thrown out of the Navy.
Yeah.
Okay. Hunter Biden was thrown out of the Navy.
Why was he given that money? Would anyone else get that money?
It's a payoff, my opinion. It's a payoff. Why else would it be? Look, Hunter Biden with no experience. Now, I hear the number's $168,000 a month, and I heard they got a $3 million payment.
Split between him and another guy.
They get a $3 million payment and all of this. Okay. And that's corruption. That's something that has to be investigated. That's what you have to look. But I watched this crazy Anderson Cooper the other day during the debate, apologize for having to ask the question to them. Apologize. If that were me...
He declared his innocence.
If that were my sons that took $168,000 from this very questionable company, an energy company, and they knew nothing about energy at all. He knew nothing about energy. And he has a bad record, bad track record, including getting thrown out of the Navy. And even the way he got in the Navy is interesting in his position. If that were Don Jr., if that were Eric Trump, who are very outstanding young men, it would be the biggest story of the century.
And what does it say about the media? I agree with you.
The media is corrupt. Not all media is. Look, I know some great people, including you, but I know some great journalists. Look, they gave Pulitzer Prizes to people that got it wrong. Okay? All these people from the New York Times, which is a fake newspaper. We don't even want it in the White House anymore. We're going to probably terminate that in the Washington Post. They're fake. But you take a look at the New York Times, and you take a look at the kind of reporting they do. It turned out to be all wrong. And after the election, the New York Times apologized for their coverage because they were covering me in such a way. So when I won, they actually apologized to their subscribers because they were losing thousands and thousands of subscribers. The New York Times wrote an apology, nothing else. You know, they're saying, well, it wasn't really an apology. It was, because they covered me so badly. And then what I said, sort of interesting, I think, I hope, I said, you know, the good news is now I'll be covered fairly again. And you know what happened? I got covered worse. I got covered worse. But that's okay. You know who was covered worse than me, they say?
Who?
Abraham Lincoln. I've heard the one person, used to be five or six, now it's down to one, Honest Abe Lincoln. They say he got the worst press of anybody. I dispute it.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to James, comparing himself to Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln did get bad press. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to James. James, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. God bless America. And I have a question. I keep hearing that this Biden boy, Hunter, he got kicked out of the Navy. Did he get a dishonorable discharge?
I would think he would have. It was for drugs. They did a drug test on him and he failed.
Okay, so that's the only thing I've never heard of.
And he had only been there like a couple of weeks too.
Okay, so that would more than likely be a dishonorable discharge.
I would think that's what it is. Are you looking it up, Joey?
Yeah, I'll look into it.
Because I keep hearing them say, kicked out. But if I were trying to beat him over the head with it, I'd say dishonorable discharge. I would say kicked out. I mean, you know, that's kicking out, yeah. But anyway, and have you heard anything about California? They have outlawed the something to do with birth. God, I can't remember the technical term of it, but it doesn't really matter. California, everything I hear about California is goofy. So, but anyway, that's all I wanted to know was about this. So if you look it up, Joey, and want to say something more, that's all I was trying to find out.
I think it was an administrative discharge.
Administrative discharge.
And that would make sense that with his connections, that that's what they would do.
Okay, well, there's probably a lot of boys walking the streets that wish they had an administrative discharge.
Yep.
Okay, brother. Y'all have a great day. Enjoy the show.
Thanks.
Thank you, James.
James, have a good one. Let's go to Molly Hemingway now. She's going to be talking about the Ukraine situation here. This is Fox and Friends this morning.
You hear about Ukraine, and you've been hearing about it. I heard Clinton was involved. I heard they got somebody who wrote the fake dossier. Was it out of Ukraine? All of the things that happened. And I assume that the attorney general, I would like the attorney general to find out what's going on. Because you know what? We're investigating corruption.
Molly Hemingway, senior editor at The Federalist, knows so much about all of this. Molly, what did you make of the president's frustration that he expressed last night to Sean Hannity there in the Rose Garden?
Well, I think with the media, you had them for years botch this Russia hoax story, which they made into the biggest story. They never admitted their errors, which made it easier for them to repeat those same errors as they're now pushing this Ukraine story. We've seen some major problems with the media. You expect the media to be confrontational with people in power, even if they take years off sometimes when a Democrat is in power. But what's happened in this story is just something altogether different. And I think, you have some people being frustrated by it.
Boy, that's an understatement of the year. Molly Hemingway was pretty good on this this morning. I wish Ducey would had thought through his questions a little bit better. He's a nice guy. Stephen Ducey is a nice guy, but he's a little over his head in some of these things. Let's go in to Molly Hemingway talking about the push for impeachment.
He has his own predictions of why they're really pushing this impeachment so much. Listen to this.
To me, the word impeachment is a dirty, disgusting word. I didn't do a reason to be impeached. The only reason they're impeaching is because they look at the polls and they see Moody's just came out and said under all three scenarios, Trump wins easily. They see what's going on. That's what they're doing. Congressman Al Green, a Democrat, said, we have to impeach him because he's going to win. This is what I'm up against. Who would do this? Who would play a dirty game like this?
Who would play a dirty game like this? But you think you know the answer to that, don't you?
Well, I do think it's interesting that Adam Schiff is the person who's been chosen to run this so-called impeachment inquiry, although no vote has been taken by the House to launch an impeachment inquiry. This is a guy who spent years lying about whether or not he had evidence of treasonous collusion with Russia to steal the 2016 election. And yet people are taking him seriously as if that's someone that you would want, you know, someone that you could consider credible to run something like this. It is like all impeachment proceedings. There is a highly political element to it, but I think people are still struggling to figure out precisely what it is that they want to impeach him over, made difficult. You know, they tried with the Russia hoax that ended with the Mueller report coming up with no instance of any American colluding with Russia. Then they tried the obstruction effort, which was made more difficult by Robert Mueller showing up to testify and apparently having very little knowledge of the probe that bore his name. And now they're moving on to this other operation.
They're just looking for something that sticks.
In secret.
And they're reporting today that the Democrats are seeking to kind of draw out the impeachment because they are understanding that the American people are not on board. Despite what you hear with polls, it seems that a lot of these polls just track with favorable unfavorability ratings, which is not what Democrats need if they want to be considered credible or legitimate.
It's going to be interesting to see how the the news will report this tonight because New York Times is basically headlining the top diplomat in Ukraine drew a direct line between Trump freezing security aid and his demand for investigation, according to a lawmaker that listened to Bill Taylor's testimony. Of course, we heard where somebody said a testimony was a particular way and then found out that that was not true. Imagine that happening here. Let's continue on with Molly Hemingway on polling and impeachment.
Tell me what you think of this. New York Times and Siena did a poll, and they just went to battleground states, and they asked about removing the president. Where do you guys stand? And battleground states will decide or make or break this election, obviously, by the definition. 53 oppose tossing the president out, removing him, 43% support. That's a 10-point margin in a state that really you've split the difference every single election. Don't you think that's a message? That's with the Democrats controlling the narrative, with no Republicans being able to push back, with the testimony behind closed doors.
Right. You've seen a lot of people pushing polls suggesting that people want impeachment. I think the proof that that's not the true story and that a poll like this might indicate is Nancy Pelosi hasn't even held a vote to begin impeachment proceedings. If it were as popular as people seem to be saying in Washington, D.C., there's no question that we would have seen things moving much more quickly or that they would even that they would have voted to officially start something.
Well, the idea of the impeachment inquiry is popular with 50% of people in the swing states of Pennsylvania, Florida, Michigan, Wisconsin, North Carolina, and Arizona. So they support the idea of the inquiry, but by 10 points, the swing voters do not support removing him from office.
Well, and even more important than that, if people even support inquiries, which they generally do, there's never a good argument against digging into something. But that usually means that you actually get to the bottom of something. What we have seen in the impeachment proceedings, the so-called impeachment proceedings thus far, with a heavy assist from the media, are things happening behind closed doors with selective leaks to make it sound like things are going better than they apparently are. And with Republicans having no ability to fight back on any of this, to be able to call their own witnesses or to question people in an open setting and whatnot. So if people want an inquiry, that's not really what's happening right now.
Notice that Joe Scarborough didn't mention any of that. I did. She just did, but he did not. News Show 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Udell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. lawn. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A husband and wife from Wetumpka called because their cash flow was a bit sickly. The Mrs., who was a nurse, told us they weren't able to breathe life back into their savings. And that's where Alabama Home Mortgage stepped in.
Alabama Home Mortgage lowered their rate by 2%, saving them $380 a month. And check this out. They were able to pay off $22,000 in credit card debt.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
.27 2 9 2 2 8. That's where we are on a Tuesday. So much information, so little time. Joey, you just pulled up a piece from CNN. Why don't we share it with audience?
And there's a new one from since we talked off air. Just popped up. But here's the one I read you off air. CNN obtains opening statement from top U.S. diplomat.
Dun, dun, dun.
The top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine. The top. No, it's not like he's just a placeholder since Yovanovitch was moved. No, but Bill Taylor testified today that he was told by Gordon Sondland, the EU ambassador, that security aid to Ukraine could have been held up in part because of a push for Ukraine to publicly announce an investigation that could help President Trump politically. According to sources in both parties, CNN has obtained a copy of his lengthy and detailed opening statement. In it, Taylor said he and Sondland spoke by phone about why the aid was frozen, and Sondland cited the need for Ukraine to open an investigation, among other reasons, according to the sources. Sondland told Taylor that the investigations potentially included both Ukrainian involvement in the 2016 election and Burisma with Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. They just released another update, though.
Let's do that.
3 minutes ago, ambassador testifies he was told, quote-unquote, everything depended on Ukraine announcing investigations. Acting U.S. Ambassador Bill Taylor said Gordon Sondland told him President Trump wanted President Zelensky of Ukraine to publicly state he would investigate Burisma in the 2016 election in order to provide the Ukrainians with a meeting and security assistance, according to a copy of Taylor's opening statement obtained by CNN. Quote, during that phone call, Ambassador Sondland told me that President Trump had told him that he wants Zelensky to state publicly that Ukraine will investigate Burisma and alleged Ukrainian interference in the 2016 election, according to the testimony from earlier today. Sondland told Taylor he also made a mistake earlier by telling the Ukrainian officials that a White House meeting with Zelensky was dependent on a public announcement of the investigation.
That Bill Taylor made the mistake of that?
Sondland told Taylor that Sondland made a mistake.
Oh, okay.
By telling the Ukrainian officials a meeting was dependent on the public announcement. In fact, Ambassador Sondland said everything was dependent on such an announcement, including security assistance. Taylor testified that President Trump wanted Zelensky, quote-unquote, in a public box by making a public statement about ordering the investigations. And the White House made a statement earlier that was interesting, Dan. They essentially said, asked about Bill Taylor's testimony today, White House officials were quick to point out he was not close to President Trump and that there were a variety of intervening steps between the president's direction and what he, Bill Taylor, was told. One source said he is, quote, an important voice, but probably not pivotal. Sources also acknowledge he has a good reputation, honest, credible career diplomat. The White House's view is that they can't stop these lower-level officials from complying with subpoenas, but they'd like them not to.
Interesting.
So this is what I've thought for days, Dan, is that Taylor is a longtime diplomat. He served under...
Career diplomat.
Under Bush W, under Obama, from 06 to 09, and he served a long time before that. And I think he's put in as a placeholder, and I think he is, to the White House's statement here, he's so removed from what Trump is actually doing with Mulvaney and Giuliani and others, that I think he's making his own conclusions. And also, I think Sondland is making his own conclusions. It sounds like Sondland is Taylor's source here. And I think all this stuff, to that White House statement, he's an important voice, but I don't think he actually has the true directive.
Well, I'm not sure what the problem would be looking into Burisma, and then right. The other thing of looking in the 2016. I mean, if a politician in the Ukraine made up a story and falsified the Black Ledger, then that's tampering with elections.
Yes.
And what's wrong with looking back at that? I mean, if you're interested in Russia, you should be interested in Ukraine.
Well, it's also like just a few questions we could ask. Like if Joe Biden's here, like Vice President Biden, you're looking less sleepy than usual. why was the prosecutor Shokin, who you had fired, and we have tape on you bragging about that, why was he considered corrupt by so many Europeans and yourself?
Right. What
was Burisma being investigated for?
There you go.
And it's losing money, money laundering, these sorts of things.
And so that's when you get into the details of it, that's, they paint this kind of broad stroke thing, and that doesn't help anybody out. Let me do this. Let me go to a break. We'll reset and get back on Molly Hemingway. We have Congressman Lee Zeldin coming up also. And more show. And we'll be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show. He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
This is Tracy Kelly with ASE Credit Union, and we like to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting because of the flexibility of packages they offer and broad demographic reach of their stations.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. American and Kurdish forces have pulled out of a so-called safe zone in northern Syria as the Turkish ceasefire in the region comes to an end. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says Kurdish fighters now have under a week to withdraw from a much larger section along the border.
President Erdogan has announced that he and Vladimir Putin have agreed that Russian and Turkish troops will carry out joint patrols along that safe zone along the border with Syria.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. Republicans and Democrats taking issue with President Trump's latest tweet describing the Democrat-led impeachment inquiry as a lynching. Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill.
Illinois Congressman Bobby Rush asked how many people who look like him have been lynched by people who look like the president.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says the president's description of a lynching is accurate. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Some nice weather to look forward to. Some clouds early give way to plenty of sunshine and a pretty nice day, a comfortable day, high around 74. Jacket weather again tonight and tomorrow night, mid-40s tonight. I think we'll be in the upper 40s tomorrow night. Wednesday is just a great weather day, sunshine, comfortable, high 72. Could be some more rain moving in, I think, by late Thursday night, and then rain and thunderstorms are a good bet on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are on a Tuesday. You know, you got hamburger night, you got World Series. Man, life is good. Let's go back to Molly Hemingway here. And she's going to be talking about something I talk about all the time, the complicit media.
What is happening? Are they just continuing to interview people, hoping that they find something? And do you think that they will find something, something more than that call? Because a lot of people read that call and they don't think that there was quid pro quo.
Right. There's an argument to be made that Donald Trump is guilty of the crime of winning the 2016 election, which is actually what I think a lot of people want there. But when we're looking at when they're clearly searching for something, one of the things that's a problem here is that the Ukraine story is something that people really should dig into. You have people who have already admitted that people affiliated with the Ukraine government worked with the Democratic National Committee's contractors to help Hillary Clinton in the 2016 campaign. Now, you might not think that's a problem, but for years we were told that if there were any hint of this type of behavior between Russia and Donald Trump, that that would be grounds for removal from office. It did happen. It did happen in 2016. It did happen in Ukraine. And we still don't have really good answers about how this was, how this was able to be weaponized by the U.S. government, how it was able to be used to launch this really far-reaching investigation that really did a lot of damage during the first couple of years of the Trump administration. We have a lot to learn, but unfortunately we have a media that suggests that learning anything about this is something we can't do after spending years pushing this false and dangerous conspiracy theory of Russia collusion.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Soja Boy. Soja Boy, welcome aboard the Damar Show.
Well, first of all, go Gators.
Yep.
Yeah, it's hard to be humble when you're number one in the East, Dan.
So many years
we were 4-7 under Jim McElwain, you know, and I just don't know how to handle it. I've had to get crew neck T-shirts, the V-necks versus the crew necks, because my head's gotten so big.
Oh, wow. Wasn't Missouri technically number one in the East until they, you know,
lost to Vanderbilt?
I texted Dick Brubaker and said congratulations.
Hey, Joey, why don't you just anchor up or anchor down, whatever that is. Those educated boys, those lawyers and doctors at Vanderbilt did a whooping on them, didn't they not?
Let me tell you, it was a great game. Vanderbilt was skillful.
I love the coach after, like, post-game interview, how passionate he was. Yeah, he got into it.
He loves that that sleeveless vest, doesn't he? He wears it in all types of weather. That's his trademark. Hey, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
I just heard on your clip, and that's why I called in for, that our NATO country so-called buddy, Turkey, is agreed to with Vladimir Putin to patrol the border?
Yeah.
Who are they getting in bed with? I thought they were in bed with us.
Well, you know how that bed can be sometimes.
A bed's big, a king-sized California king?
You know what a California king is, huh?
Well, it might be a California king there because... what is it? They got three of them in the same cahoots? I mean, we got to be a little questionable about that, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. I think Turkey meeting with Erdogan meeting with Putin is not a good thing here.
Especially, I mean, do they want to stay in NATO?
Well, if you knock them out, guess where they're going to go?
They're going to go over to Vladimir and over there in his little gang.
Yeah. And it's interesting, I was reading a story last night that they've moved the nuclear weapons out of Turkey from the two military bases there.
I heard about that. I heard that rumor, which I can't really blame us for doing that.
No, that's smart.
Turkey's kind of unstable. I mean, wasn't it last year or earlier this year that they tried to do an overthrow of Turkey? and some guy was in the United States, and they were demanding us to send him back to Turkey to face trial because of the coup and the overthrow.
Yeah, they had that, and don't you remember he fired on his own troops? If you remember, they had the kind of the helicopters with the tracer bullets on it, yep, firing into the crowds.
And did they not cut off all electricity and water to the base? It held us at hostage.
Well, they turned it off, but we have an invention called generators.
Like the Berlin airlift, we're going to have to fly in fuel, right, Dan?
There you go.
I tell you, I'm starting to question if we want them in NATO anymore, Dan.
Well,
I mean, they're strategic.
Did you hear my interview with Dr. Sorensen on that?
Yeah, I listened to it. I love listening to when he's on the show.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very strategic. I understand that. A lot of my military friends were telling me, he said, you don't understand how important Turkey, a base there, is for us, for the Middle East and for the, you know, for the east of, you know, China and everything.
Oh, yeah. No, I have the former base commander there is a general that lives here now, who's a friend of mine, and this is an important place. But if you have tyranny on the other side, then it's not as important to us.
Right, exactly. It's like a family member is a black sheep of the family. Just because they're family, maybe I don't want to associate with you anymore. And just because you're important, you know, I don't think the United States needs to be threatened by saying, hey, you know, we want you to stay here, but, you know, we're going to do this and this, even though you don't like it.
Well, another way to look at it, and this is for a deeper conversation with Dr. Sorensen, is that let's say, hypothetically, we did move out. And let's say that the Russians move in. Say one more time?
I'm just having bad dreams about that.
Yeah. Then they are now having to deal with all the people that are around it. Let me tell you something. NATO is much different than the old Warsaw Pact. The old Warsaw Pact doesn't even exist anymore. But the Russia, I mean, NATO compared to Russia is like 10 times the size of the military.
Right.
And a lot more capability.
Well, I just think Vladimir, Mr. Putin, is trying to get Mother Russia, he's trying to slowly, slowly put her back together by force. I watched a couple of documentaries on the History Channel.
And yeah, he wants to establish the old Russia, the Soviet Union.
Yeah, because he kind of reminds me of some more of Hitler in the sense that, I mean, Hitler preyed off after World War One. He preyed off the Germans and their pride and everything and not helping rebuild, you know, after, and the German people were down so much. And this guy's trying to go back to Mother Russia and everything, saying, hey, we're a second. We're not the lead power in this world anymore. We're second rate to the United States, and he's feeding this off. And I think some of the satellite countries are starting to turn his route. They want to come back.
I'm not sure if Ukraine wants to go back.
I'm just saying, but there are some satellite ones out there. Yeah. Yeah, but here's my question. If something happens, what was that one country that they had the key bases where the sub bases and everything they wanted to the Baltic Sea?
Crimea.
I think it was.
Crimea.
They went in there with unmarked uniforms, unmarked, you know, equipment and everything, and we didn't do jack squat about it.
Yeah, the little green man we call them.
They also already had a naval base there, I believe it was like 40,000 Russian troops. Sevastopol, yeah.
But wasn't that a separate country in itself and had a United Nations member?
No. They're not a United Nations member, I know that.
Oh, so they were just like a territory or something?
It's kind of like it's a piece of Ukraine called Crimea. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we didn't do anything about it.
Right. I mean, are we going to go in there, and because they're expanding and they're going into a non-NATO country, right, we're going to step in there?
Do you think these satellite countries are eventually going to come be NATO countries? I mean,
I think they would like to become NATO countries. The question is, do we want them to become a NATO country? Because here's what happens. The rule under NATO is that if somebody gets invaded, NATO alliance comes to their defense. So
correct.
You go to Moldavia or something like that. So he goes into there. Are we going to go hit the alarm for all of NATO to start a war with Russia?
Exactly. And he knew that, absolutely, by doing this. That we weren't going to do anything about it. But let me ask you a question. Since these people, they don't want to be a part of the Warsaw Pact, with, and they're afraid of Putin more than, I think, aren't these countries a little bit more worried about Putin?
Well, the Warsaw Pact basically got dissolved.
Okay.
NATO did, and Warsaw Pact did. Now, there's a loose tapestry of that right. Putin is going in. You remember he did the thing in Georgia, he did Crimea. He's
right.
gone off and he's popped off a couple of these countries where he's bringing them within what did Mark Harvey say, he called it the Soviet orbit.
Mm-hmm. Right. Bring them back under the blanket of the motherland.
Yeah, but see, in the whole concept of that, maybe I need to get Conversino back on here. The whole concept of that was Russia wanted a zone between them and other places within Europe, so you would have to go through those countries to get to them.
Okay. A defensive positioning.
Yeah, I mean, so basically, you know, the NATO concept is that if somebody tries to move on Europe, then we've got forces, multiplier effect forces, that can go in and stop that from happening.
Is I just always see us as the United States as a counterpuncher. I don't see us being a threat to the Soviet Union unless we get attacked first.
Yeah, no, we're not. We're not an aggressor in these things.
Good luck convincing them, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Why would you want to buffer on something, you know, darn well we're not going to come across the
border?
Well,
that's historically where Russia's been invaded.
Oh, okay. All right, gentlemen, I appreciate it. Enjoy this beautiful weather. I cut the grass and my neighbors today.
Oh, wow. Wildwood Drive. Thanks.
It was a push lawnmower. It was a push lawnmower.
Yeah, you wouldn't do that well in my house with a push lawnmower. Thanks, Soldier Boy. Appreciate
all right,
you,
guys.
Buddy.
Have a good day.
You too. News 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show. Let's pick up these telephone calls here. I'm sure there's some Air War College person that's going to straighten me out on Warsaw. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
I'm good. They're enjoying the weather.
Yeah, I wish I was out in it. I will be in 15 minutes.
Good deal. I would like to know, in your opinion and your educated background, what was President Obama at the time referring to when he told the diplomat to make sure Putin knew that he would be more flexible after the election? What was that referring to, and what were we more flexible on in reference to that? I'm going to hang up and listen to your response.
Well, let me give you the answer. We don't really know for a fact, but during that time, you were having the Crimea issue and some other Georgia. They had the terrorists, the Black Widows. I don't know if you remember those. Those are the wives of ISIS fighters that would go in and blow themselves up. You remember the movie theater that they went in and they did the toxic gas. And we were not doing anything to respond to that. And I think that's what he was kind of saying, you know, we'll be more flexible. We were saying some things that he needs to get this fixed, but we could be more flexible after the election. That was 2012.
How did we benefit from that as a country? What benefit did we get out of that?
We really didn't. What he did is he was, you know, if you look at the Obama philosophy, their strategy is that their whole thing was not to get in conflict. That's why the Muslim Brotherhood, if you remember, took over in Egypt. It wasn't, we didn't go kill Gaddafi. Gaddafi's people killed Gaddafi because we were giving them aerial protection so Gaddafi's airplanes couldn't take off to go kill these guys that wanted to kill him. So what we would do is we would kind of go in and manipulate something and try to get the cars to fall out there.
It was almost, you know, where W used conventional forces to take out and overthrow Saddam. I mean, it was a true American invasion with coalition partners. Obama did this sort of covert method, arming forces on the ground. This is all what happened in the Arab Spring with Gaddafi, with no-fly zone in Libya, with the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. Certainly, I think
the Muslim Brotherhood was a bad one. People didn't realize how bad that was.
And then, you know, folks should remember, you know, like last week, Tulsi Gabbard was saying this regime change war in Syria. I think that was the initial goal. We're going to arm the Syrian Democratic Forces and the Free Syrian Army.
Overthrow Assad, nobody gets hurt.
Right. And
little gas here, little gas there.
And that's where I'm just chuckling to myself, folks, where it's like Trump gives influence to Putin and Russia. No, correct me if I'm wrong, Dan, but Russia had Assad as an ally going way back.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So Russia backs him up in the middle of this war a few years ago, and now Trump moves
Yeah, those were
out.
MiGs and SUs that were sitting on the runway, not F-16s.
So, like, oh, what amazing influence they have now that they control northeast Syria.
We do so much better when it's a guerrilla war versus some of the other. I mean, you look at Nicaragua and some places like that. We do kind of the play. Mujahideen and Nicaragua are kind of the two success factors there, where we're arming people and then you go do the fighting, we'll give you the intelligence, here the arms, good luck, and Godspeed.
Right.
Versus us getting too involved in it, which has that precursor Vietnam kind of feel to it.
You know, if I'm thinking back to this, can you imagine if Assad's overthrown, do you think that would have actually been a green light to Turkey to do more in that part of the world?
Particularly if trying to get the Islam Crescent
right.
Put together here. Let's go to a break. We got so much more and such a little time to do it in. And our show will be back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Thanks for calling Tire City. This is Jared. How can I help you?
Jared, is it true?
Is what true?
That Tire City is now selling four tires for the price of three.
Absolutely. Buy three tires, get the fourth free.
You can't do that.
Yes, we can. We got a great deal on a truckload of tires, and we're passing the savings on.
Oh, come on, Jared. You must be losing your shirt on every sale.
Nah. Well, maybe so.
Buy tires, expert service, Tire City.
Sale ends October 31st.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Hi, is this Brittany?
Yes.
You won!
Yay!
You get a one-hour relaxation massage with aromatherapy every month for a year from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon.
Awesome!
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon and Blue Water Broadcasting.
The River Region's first and only News Talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Okay, boys and girls, final segment of the today's show, 272-9228. With the, let me see, yeah, let's do the one more Molly Hemingway, and then we'll move to Lee Zeldin. It's Molly Hemingway on the investigation of Burisma.
A lot of people don't understand is when you are running for political office, everybody does opposition research into their opponent. Everybody, every candidate, every campaign, if they have the money to actually do it. So when you see that the Trump people are accusing the Biden people of something regarding Burisma and the Bidens and Hunter Biden and things like that, what comes to mind?
Well, actually, I think people should be very precise about what we do know from these transcripts. And one of the things is that Trump was saying that the Burisma situation needs to be looked into. That is true. You have Democrats spinning that as saying he's trying to affect the 2020 election. It is really a look back at the 2016 election, which is a different thing entirely.
And he made it clear in the call.
And you might still have a problem with him mentioning the Bidens at all because you think you should just stay away from that completely. But we should be precise about exactly what was being said there. And it was a look back at Burisma. Right. It was a look back at the fact that Hunter Biden, with no credit to himself, was placed on a board where he made you know, something like $87,000 a month. He himself acknowledges that he got these positions because he was the vice president's son. Burisma is a very corrupt company. That's something that is not in dispute. And we were helping out Ukraine and floating, you know, guaranteeing loans to some of these companies and whatnot. And that is a corruption that we need to involve ourselves in. I mean, meaning that we need to investigate it precisely because we're doing so much to help Ukraine and because we're doing so much to support them.
Right.
If there are problems with connections, you know, there's no real good argument for not looking into that. Running for president does not keep you from being investigated. That's what they kept telling us with the Donald Trump investigation. It's also true with other people who are not Donald.
I wonder if Hillary Clinton agrees with that. Let me do one more, Molly Hemingway. She's going to talk about the media just is incapable of getting it right.
But Molly, you know, communication matters. And if the president, that is the president's word, that it's about 2016 finding out what happened because Mueller didn't, and he wants to find out about it, that should be the message coming out of the White House. But I see all different messages coming out of the White House. Don't you think the message discipline has to kick into gear quickly?
Well, yes. This is not a White House that has the best message discipline, but it's also true that people seem to be willfully misunderstanding what's going on. You look at that Mulvaney press conference last week, and most people in the media seem to misinterpret what he was saying. He was laying out this like complex issue of Ukrainian corruption and the president's dislike of giving taxpayer funds to countries that are corrupt without having something like this, and people just decided to interpret it completely. And I'm not saying that he wasn't confusing, but it requires the media to not be so reflexively hostile and actually try to understand the situation. They don't want to look into the Ukraine story because they missed it, because they got the Russia story wrong. It is embarrassing to the media how much they botched this. And so it is a level of self-preservation for themselves that makes them completely incapable of handling this story. And people are hungry for the facts. They do want to know just what happened in 2016. How did this false and dangerous conspiracy theory take root in our government, in our media? And yes, you're right. Opposition research is something that any good campaign will do. That doesn't mean you need to fall for false stories that are sort of on their face ridiculous.
Molly Hemingway is very good. Most writers, you heard Gene Robinson try to talk, and he's a New York Times writer.
Right.
He has a hard time stringing a sentence together. It just amazes me that this guy writes so much for the New York Times and he just can't get his thought. It's like his brain and his mouth can't get together. Lee Zeldin, who's kind of one of the heroes here, you think of Mark Meadows, think of Jim Jordan, think of Doug Collins, but think of Lee Zeldin when you get down to Intel Committee. He's going to be talking about the impeachment hearing. This was this morning.
Have you attended all these interviews so far?
Yes, I have. Okay. I've actually been in a room more than Chairman Schiff has.
Wow. Give our viewers a characterization for how you believe this is going so far and where you believe it's headed.
There was absolutely no quid pro quo linking aid to Ukraine to an investigation into the Bidens. There has been so many allegations that have been made launched towards the president that really has been obliterated by the testimony that's been given. I can only speak about the two transcribed interviews. I'm not allowed to speak about the depositions that have taken place, the substance of them, but I will tell you that there is nothing from anything that I've heard you could possibly impeach the President of the United States for.
So what do they have, Congressman?
Creativity in developing a narrative, a story to try to connect all sorts of different dots that aren't actually connected. I see it with the way Chairman Schiff asks his questions inside these depositions. He will make multiple leaps and assumptions. He'll finish it with a simple question. If you give a simple answer, you might think you're answering the question, but you kind of bought into, you know, the premise of this question that, you know, has all these different assumptions. So it's very leading the way he asks his question. One example I can't explain it is Michael McKinley, who's senior advisor to Mike Pompeo. Now, for one side note, the media reported that Michael McKinley resigned in protest. It's worth pointing out, and he testified that Michael McKinley was retiring anyway this quarter, 2019. But anyway, Adam Schiff asks a question where he's trying to get Michael McKinley to talk about how bad things are in the Mike Pompeo State Department. And then Michael McKinley takes exception with the question and said, quote, he had to recast the way the question was asked. And then he talked about how much better things have gotten in the State Department under Mike Pompeo. That type of questioning is something that we're seeing through every deposition and transcribed interview that's taking place. And it's disgusting.
Now, that's Lee Zeldin did a really good job of that. He gave you a lot of information about what was the conduct that was going on in the hearing. Let's pull out number two here. And he's going to ask the question, have they nailed down any facts? Listen.
Maybe I can ask the question a different way. Is there a singular fact that they have nailed down that they can present to the rest of the House and go forward with impeachment?
No, they really don't. They're going to be trying to claim that there was a quid pro quo. They might try to approach that argument from multiple angles. They might try to make a claim that the president's obstructing the process.
Well, you had Mick Mulvaney last week in the briefing room, which didn't appear on the outside, to help matters. There are two interviews this week, just two. There's a suggestion the process is slowing down. Is it or not, sir?
No, I believe that there would have been more depositions this week. I hear because of Elijah Cummings, his funeral service on Thursday and Friday, some of the schedule has moved some of the people they want to bring in. And tied to that point I was making about obstruction, the president isn't saying that he's not going to cooperate. He's just like I believe that there should be a vote, a process, and that if there are rights, if the Democrats are providing Republicans and the president the same rights they would demand if the roles were reversed, then there would be more cooperation. You also brought up Mick Mulvaney's press conference last week. It's important to note that President Zelensky in Ukraine, they had no idea that there was a hold on aid. And then for several weeks, there's no mention whatsoever of a hold on aid or a quid pro quo. President Zelensky says his arm wasn't twisted, he wasn't pressured, there was no quid pro quo. There is so much evidence that so much of the media is ignoring that obliterates that charge. If Ukraine doesn't even know that there's a hold on aid, if they don't even know that there's a quid pro quo, and you know, some here in the media are trying to just ignore all these different facts that we know and that we could talk about, because a lot of that came from Volcker's transcript.
Do you look at number 3 and see if I can fit it in?
Yes, I think.
Okay. This is who's going to be talking about, will there be a vote? Important issue here.
The way you're describing this, there's not going to be a vote. I mean, that's essentially what you're saying. You're saying today the Democrats don't have it. Is that right?
The Democrats don't have it, but that doesn't mean that's going to stop them from having a vote because they have an enraged activist base that's demanding a vote. You have members of this chamber who have said impeach the, I'm not going to repeat it on air, since way before any of this fact pattern even started here with this particular case. They were lining up Pennsylvania Avenue with signs that said impeach him now while the president's hand was on the Bible. They don't care what the charges, they don't care what the facts are, they don't care what the evidence is. They just want to take down a sitting president. So from that standpoint, I think that there is going to be a vote, and I don't think that they really care much of whether or not their story completely lines up.
Thought you would want to hear that, Joey. I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show today.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell, the great. He's next. Adios.